Right. You know, with Kevin gone, there's a big void that needs to be filled, and all his tight ends are trying to fill it, and we're doing our best to get better every day, and we'll see where it goes from there.
How are things going for you this year? Second year, a lot more, you know more what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. You know, being around here, being on practice squad half the year, and getting bumped up, gave me time to learn the plays and really learn the position, and this year's camp is a lot easier for me, and more concentrating on the little things instead of like assignments, and that helps out a lot.
What is the maybe one or two most important things you learned from either watching Kevin or listening to him?
Probably his work ethic. You know, Kevin, he works hard and he's smart, and he knows what he's doing on every play, and just the way he approaches the game is probably what I took the most out of it.
You've been known primarily as a blocker. Do you think you've made strides as a receiver as well?
I think so. You know, I ran a lot of routes this offseason trying to work on my speed and work on my cuts. And I'm trying to be more of a two-way threat than just a blocking tight end. But I know that's where I'm going to get on the team as a blocker. And I'm going to keep trying to get better at both aspects of the game, but definitely trying to get better at the receiving part.
How many Ohio State questions did you get asked during the
Yeah, every day I got asked Ohio State question. Then I get back here and see all these guys and everybody's poking fun, asking me where I got my tattoo from and if I had all my rings and all that stuff. But, you know, it comes with territory. You know, some guys made bad decisions and, you know, puts a little stain on the organization for a little bit. But hopefully Coach Fickell will help him out this year.
In the tight end meeting rooms the past few days, were you guys expecting Kevin to come back? What was the feeling like?
I kept in contact with Kevin, you know, every couple of days I'd talk to him, and we really didn't know. I mean, he never really gave us any insight on anything. We'd try and get it out of him, but, you know, that wasn't our business, so we just, you know, supported him along the way, and, you know, he went with what he thought was the best decision.
At what point did you find out? Did you find out from him? Did you find out from the news?
No, Coach Pope came in this morning and told us, so.
Okay.